Friends, the other day I read a letter from a plow mule to a politician. And this is about the way it went. Dear Daddy Bird, let me begin by saying that I realize, of course, that you are a horse-riding president. And I ain't nothing but a flop-eared, hay-burning, plow-pulling, Mississippi son of a jackass. Now, it was sometime last summer it was that we was resting under the shade of this big old oak tree. That is, my dear old departed master, old Sam and me. The corn field had been plowed, the cotton patch was plumb clean, when up drove this hip cat with dark glasses on in a long black limousine. He said, "Come on, Sam, I'm gonna make you free." And I heard him say something about that he was the head nigger for the NAACP. Now, me being the son of a jackass, that's the first thing I don't understand. 'Cause there ain't nobody never been no freer than me and old Sam. Now, I know what you're thinking, that a Mississippi mule just couldn't have no sense. But I seen the time where I walked around where the wire was down just to keep old Sam from having to fix the fence. Well, sir, old Sam got up out of his rocking chair and walked through the gate. And they hauled him out on that hot highway and said, "March, Sam, demonstrate." And seeing as how there's a world of difference between walking behind a mule and marching behind a fool, a couple hours later, old Sam passed away. Oh, they said a few kind words over him, all right, and then they buried him 6 feet down in this cold Mississippi clay. Now, I'm admitting, of course, that I ain't nothing but a dumb plow mule standing under the shade of this big old oak tree. But I'm warning you in advance, Mr. Daddy Bird, that you better not let me get that head nigger within kicking distance of me. And the only reason I don't come up there and eat up all the rose bushes in your front yard and talk this thing over with you kind of plow mule the politician style and leave the shade of this big old oak tree is the fact you already got too many jackasses telling you what to do. And you wouldn't want to be a-listening to a poor old Mississippi plow mule like me.